right, we're listening to 4ZZZ. It's 5 past 12 o'clock, and this is Radio Democracy, and the song we just heard was Snog with Hooray. Now, this is the topic we're going to be talking about today is food irradiation and the nuclear plant that's been built up at Narangbar. My name's Asker. We have Kim here, and a special guest, Robin Tobinfield from Enough, to talk to us all about it. But first, here's just a little sound sample from, I guess, the protest camp that's up there at Narangbar.
Those two names.
All right, here we go.
Ain't no power like the power of the people, and the power of the people won't stop.
He's beaten. Bullshit. Come off it. Food for people, not for profit. Bullshit. Come off it. Food for people, not for profit. They think that they've got to stop. Well, that's really tough. Bullshit. Come off it. Food for people, not for profit. Bullshit. Come off it. Food for people, not for profit.
Bullshit. Police have indicated before that they want to get trucks through either of these front gates. Who knows?
Ain't no power like the power of the people, and the power of the people won't stop. Ain't no power like the power of the people, and the power of the people won't stop.
We abide with that direction.
Police are using Brisbane is bigger than Steritech. Brisbane is bigger than Steritech now. I have not made my point sufficiently strong yet. You are still here. No. I have realised I am under arrest. I am not moving until I am forced to move.
Is it solid or is it
solid? Solid it is.
Well, that sounded kind of busy there. And it sure did. what we had there was basically a recording and a little vignette of some of the protest actions that were happening up there in Narangba at the protest camp outside of the camp that the plant that Stereotech is starting to build. What Stereotech is doing is building a nuclear irradiation plant about 30 minutes north of Brisbane. On the 2001, the Federal Minister for the Environment, Robert Hill, he's the minister who gave the go-ahead to the Jabiluka mine up in Northern Territory and the Honeymoon in-situ leach uranium mine in South Australia. He decided to grant permission for the Stereotech's third nuclear irradiation plant in Australia. And last year, the BD state government sold the land, which has now been, I guess, rezoned to become part of the Narangba industrial estate to accommodate Stereotech. And the Caboolture Shire Council, who have jurisdiction over the area, have been actively supporting the Stereotech operation, despite the fact that I believe it provides 8 jobs, and all of them are, most of them, I believe, are taken over from overseas, from Canada, where the experts are. Is that right? as I've been told, anyway. So, yes, it appears all three tiers of government will be colluding on it, and basically they're getting through because of a loophole in legislation with Stereotech's development action for a nuclear irradiation plant in Queensland, which didn't require an environmental impact assessment.
I can tell you a little bit about the site where they're going to build the irradiation plant. It's in a former paperbark wetland area, which is very pretty because I've been out there, and it has a high water table and sandy subsoil. Apparently, Stereotech was advised by the Department of Natural Resources that the 100-year flood level would be 10 metres below their containment pool. But the creek itself, which is very close to the back edge of the property, is very is only about 11 feet below the ground surface level, so I don't know where they got their facts from, but I think that if should there be an accident, there's going to be a contamination of water happening. It's a creek catchment area that feeds into Moreton Bay, which is a major commercial fishing and recreational ground for southeast Queensland. It has a lot of endangered species in it. It'll have a plant capacity of 3.5 million curies of gamma radioactivity, and less than one microcurie of active radioactivity is enough to cause cancer. It'll be pretty close proximity to schools and residential homes, and there's been a lot of community opposition to it.
Yeah, so, Robin, I just wonder if you could maybe just tell us basically what is food irradiation, what's the process involved, and what does it mean, and what's so bad about it?
Well, the proposed process that will take place at this plant, if it goes ahead, is to expose products to gamma radiation from cobalt-60. I like to add that cobalt-60 is not only radioactive, but it is a toxic heavy metal. So if there's any contamination of a waterways with that material in the case of an accident, not only will it put radioactivity into that waterways, but it is toxic to all life. So it's quite a serious and highly radioactive material. And the radiation, the gamma radiation from this material, will be used to expose products to sterilize them. Irradiation is really a form of sterilizing products with radiation, or sterilizing things with radiation. So, for example, cobalt-60 was one of the materials used at Maralinga, tested at Maralinga, and proven lethal at Maralinga. We can say that soldiers, veterans now, and even civilians at that time who were working there were irradiated with cobalt-60 radiation because they were exposed to radiation. In the case of commercial irradiation, a product is exposed to the material to sterilize it. We do not believe that food needs to be sterilized in the first place, and if you did need to sort of decontaminate your food in any way, such as getting rid of pests, there are alternative means than exposing it to radiation. You could wash your food, you could store it in a cold place, you could heat it up. You do not need to use radioactive materials to treat food for any means, and actually, you do not need to use radioactive materials to sterilize any products. The whole irradiation industry, as far as the nuclear irradiation industry, is unnecessary. It's unwanted, it's proven to be unhealthy, and it's really got to go.
Okay, now this cobalt-60, it's as you said, it's kind of like a metal. It looks like a big metal rod. Where does it come from? Where are we getting it from?
The cobalt-60 that's currently being used in Australia at Stereotech's existing irradiation facilities and its proposed facility that will be irradiating food come from nuclear reactors in Canada. They come from Nordion, I believe, nuclear reactors that produce cobalt-60 overseas, and they are transported overseas through nuclear free zones such as Brisbane to sites such as the proposed one at Stereotech.
One of the things the company's been saying is that the plant is not nuclear. How do they justify that, given that it is being basically nuclear waste coming from a nuclear plant.
Well, as you know, I cannot speak on behalf of the company, nor would I ever wish to do so. So I can't see how they can possibly justify it. But we know that this company has a contract with a nuclear reactor to create these products, to use byproducts, basically, which is cobalt-60, to sterilize food and other substances. And we also know that under Australian law, the process that takes place at Steritech's proposed plant is defined as nuclear. It's defined as nuclear under the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, and that is why it has had to go and be assessed as a nuclear facility under Australian law and by the federal government.
Okay, we'll come back in a minute and we'll talk about what food irradiation does to your food.
Yep, the track we're going to go to is called Maralinga by Paul Kelly, and I guess it's relevant because Cobalt-60 was in the nuclear bombs that the British were dropping, and they didn't tell anyone about it.